This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The West is on fire. The Gulf Coast is about to get soaked. And the Affordable Care Act passes yet another Supreme Court challenge. And it's shocking if you look at how the deck is stacked, seriously, with Republican-leaning Supreme Court justices. So this is 1, 2, 3 times that there's been this pushback, and I'm going to explain and dive a little bit deeper into that. And then there is a new holiday in the United States. This is big. It's Juneteenth, a new national holiday. President Biden made it official today. So there were some scrambling to shut down government offices nationwide on Friday because it would be on the 19th. But the idea was, well, that's going to fall on a Sunday, so, hey, we're giving you the day right now. Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States, and it falls, since it falls on a weekend, governors announced quickly in a range of, as fast as they could, in a range of different plans, for their state offices. So many states like Maryland, Nebraska, Missouri, West Virginia, Alabama are going to give most public employees the day off, but then others in states like California are going to have to wait till the new law actually kicks in and takes effect. Whew, so much happening. You go to sleep, you wake up, and the next day, it just keeps on coming round and round. I always say this show is about what happens in your backyard and mine, and that's the common denominator. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. If you're a first-timer or you've been with us for a while, well, either way, we got the red carpet rolled out for you. Let's talk about the Supreme Court and something you might, maybe you missed this today because there is so much confusion over the Affordable Care Act. And remember, one of the things that President Trump, the former president, said is, I'm doing away with it. It's awful. We're going to just mount all these challenges. And this is what now has happened again for the third time in 9 years. A 7-2 vote. The Supreme Court knocked out that Republican push to invalidate the Affordable Care Act on Thursday. What's interesting is why. So you might think when you hear that, I mean, it's been a decade, right? So now is the fight officially over or not? I think from a legal perspective, probably, from all these challenges. Otherwise, I believe we're still going to keep hearing about it because of what's happened in the medical insurance industry anyway. But here's the key thing. One of the things that President Trump did was the requirement that you had to get the insurance, that you had to get it, right? No matter whatever the cost was. And that was the thing. So you had to do it or you were going to have to pay money. You're going to have to pay a fine. Well, that was already wiped out. So because of that, with this particular challenge, the Supreme Court found that there was no basis for it, right? So the legal underpinnings of the challenges to the ACA have been pushed out because it doesn't make sense now because that one particular caveat is not part of it. And it's especially too, because you think back, this has been March of 2010 when this was signed. So people with pre-existing conditions, the 31 million people getting health care from the ACA, they just continue. That doesn't change, right? The repeatedly we're going to end the ACA, and the challenges to that, I think, for now, are absolutely dead. With three challenges to the Supreme Court, and then to see convincingly seven to the justice's questions about legal injury from the law, the whole idea of why challenge it if someone who doesn't purchase the insurance pursuant to the mandate applies, you know, for a job down the road and has to fill out a questionnaire asking whether you've ever violated a law, which box would they check? I mean, crazy things. And so I think because of that, there was no way. 7-2, 7-2. You forget about that, right? Because we have so many other things that are happening, like a lot of what's going on is this voting bill. Mitch McConnell is vowing to block the voting bill in the Senate. You've got Joe Manchin, the Democratic senator from West Virginia, suggesting he would join with them at least to start debating the bill, but the pledge from McConnell is guaranteeing that Republicans are going to filibuster this whole measure because the Democrats push. So you have one side of the Hill with the Supremes and the ACA and that 7-2 vote. Then you have the other side of the Hill talking about this piece of legislation, this voting legislation. This is never a dull day, right? Parts of the bill were meant to override provisions contained in a bunch of state laws that have placed restrictions on early voting, mail-in voting, ballot drop boxes, and some other policies that make it easier to cast a ballot in one way and harder in others is the argument, and it's a Democratic-Republican thing. McConnell says that he's taken a look at all the state laws. None of them are designed to suppress the vote, that there's no rational basis for the federal government to take over all American elections. So you, the voters, the ones that vote anyway, what do you think? Do you want a federal law messing with this or let it be up to the states? The big question is whether all 50 Democratic senators will unite in support of debating the bill known as For the People Act and how they will react once Republicans block the legislation, which is why I brought up Senator Joe Manchin, who has withheld support for the bill because it has a lot of different provisions, campaign finance, elections, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's thick with some other provisions that he, for one, doesn't like. So this is going to be an interesting bouncing ball to follow. And why would I bring this up right at the top? Because it affects us as far as voting is concerned, obviously. If there is some kind of a federal law, that would change everything with the state. So you can weigh in by flipping me your thoughts through the miracle of the Internet and go to my virtual mail center, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or bang on the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let the states keep deciding and passing or not passing restrictions or what some consider not restricting the vote, or let the feds get involved. Hey, coming up in this hour, odds and ends, what's on tap, meaning what's coming up in the future, and also a conversation with Daisha Kennedy, who started one of those community groups on Facebook and just watched it soar. And it's really helped a lot of women when it comes to finance and created this really interesting group, like I said, that exploded. And Facebook has these new tools to develop groups, and more people are taking advantage of them. She'll explain. She's the founder of the Broke Black Girl. It's coming up the end of the hour.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. Or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Death Valley today, it was 129 degrees. I have been through Death Valley, and it is always hot. When I used to live in California and was traveling a couple of times, we would go through Death Valley, and there's a reason why it's called that, 129 degrees. I've said this before, the common denominator for all of us is, like I said at the top, is what's happening in my backyard and yours, and that's what this show is about. But the weather, because we always talk about the weather. It's too hot, it's too cold, do you believe it? There's a tornado, there's a hurricane, there's a tropical storm headed our way. So all these things are true for a few people. And the heat wave is just crazy. Because it's causing blackouts and lots of problems in southwestern states, and it's a mega heat wave. It's breaking records, and the fire map looks like half of the country is on fire, right? I mean, just punishing blasts of heat, and these historical numbers are crazy. So 40 million of us have had triple-digit heat, and 50 million have had excessive heat warnings this week. I mean, we get it in some areas. Like I said, you live in Death Valley, near Death Valley, you understand. But are you expecting this when you're in Salt Lake City, when you're in Wyoming, when you're in Billings, Montana? All of those places got to 107, 108 degrees. In Las Vegas, 116 degrees. That's crazy. Oh, the strip was on fire. I mean, that's where when you have flip-flops and you've invested only in a really cheap pair, they're coming off your feet. They're going to be sticking to the ground. You're going to be losing those suckers. So a warning to all of you who think you're going to be in these places that are super, super mega hot, you do want to invest in a better kind of flip-flop. I mean, there are better kinds. There are ridiculously expensive flip-flops, but if you're going to walk around in them, you will stick to the pavement. I'm not kidding you. I've seen that happen to so many people. And it's not because there was lava nearby, but it might have felt like it, right? The fact that you're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees warmer than what was considered to be normally hot. I mean, the blistering heat is so tough. It's vicious to deal with that. And then, of course, you worry about the drought, right? I mean, soil moisture is at its lowest levels in some places than in 120 years. So normally, that energy that would go into evaporation is directly heating the air and surfaces instead, which then creates the tinderbox conditions, and that's the scary part, because that's where it ignites those fires. In Phoenix, for all of our people listening, our listeners in Arizona, in Phoenix, the high for the next 3 days, 116, 117, and Tucson, so many of you listening to me on KVOI, shout out to all of you, invest in a better flip-flop. 114, 115 degrees through the weekend, 110 perhaps on Sunday. It already hit 110 on 5 consecutive days. Wow. Like I said, yes, we understand hot weather, don't we? Don't we, my Arizonans? You do. I know. I've spent so much time there. And the same for Nevada. We get it. But we're talking about... Boy, I hope the air conditioner doesn't go out. It's sad for homeless people. It's really sizzling in the afternoon. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, so moving from that, and I feel you, right? Just take precautions and be sensible about where you're going and, you know, why you feel like you have to get out to do whatever it is you have to get out and to do it during times when you're not going to be, you know, on fire. So the other thing is that we've got this torrential rain smashing into the Gulf Coast. They're saying up to 20 inches of rain if Tropical Storm Claudette really packs the punch that she could punch. I know that you're listening to me in Lake Charles. Be careful, my friends, right? Louisiana really can get socked hard here. Landfall for that whole system in the Gulf of Mexico could be anywhere from that Texas-Louisiana border to the western part of the Florida panhandle. And it could be really awful. The one saving grace, probably not a hurricane. Still could get those tough winds, but not a hurricane. But we know what rain can do, too. And, of course, anybody who's thinking that they're going to dip into the water, you got rip currents for sure that are going to hit. High surf, absolutely, especially in the middle of probably some heavy, heavy rain. So I think the Texas coast and the panhandle, looking at some of the maps that I looked at from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, it does not look good at all. Where the circles are coming and what it looks like, it's where it's going to hit, it looks pretty bad. So watch out for that this weekend. You know, if you live in the Gulf Coast, which is so fun, you know, taking boats out, going out, and I just spent time doing that a couple of months ago. The thing is, you get it. I mean, the whole thing about batting the hatches, you do. But there is a little bit of that getting lulled into a false sense of security that sometimes happens. That's like the thing that you don't want to happen. All right, speaking of being lulled into a false sense of security, I talked about this the other day. That Shelby Houlihan was, because of a burrito and this test that she had for drugs, for a steroid that came up positive, and it's turns out it stemmed from this burrito, from an authentic burrito buggy that banned her from U.S. track and field with the test that she failed. And they were willing to reinstate her. that she's an incredible runner to run in the Olympic trials this week. I mean, she's a record holder in the U.S. in the 1500 and the 5000 meters. She's banned for 4 years after that drug test found trace amounts of an anabolic steroid. They did say she could compete while she attempted the legal equivalent of whatever you would call a Hail Mary. But then they came back and said, oh, wait a second, we can't do that. Because if we do that, it points to our integrity. And it points to the anti-doping for world athletics. Wow. And Houlihan thinks it was pork, which was in the burrito that she ate at a food truck the night before that caused this, right? So imagine the decision. I mean, imagine this decision, and it looked like they were going to let her go through it, go through the trials, and then they changed their mind at the last second. So it's just a horrible, horrible thing for her, especially when they went back on it, right? It's kind of like the reopening after the pandemic in California. No, we're open. Oh, sorry. No, we're not. We're closing it. No, we're reopened. So after all the training, and then the thing that happens is, okay, she can't do it. She can't even go to the trials. No, that's ridiculous. She should be able to do it. And then now she can again. So they're saying that it was a smart thing because they couldn't flout the rules in her case, right? Or what would that look like? And it would cast doubt on the accomplishments of every other American, regardless of their sport. Which, give me a break. Because then you look at Russia, and you look at their state-sponsored doping system, which helped them win the medal count in 2014, remember the Olympics being hosted in Russia at Sochi. And now here you go with this American runner who she's fighting this. But it's terrible that, okay, first she gets knocked out and then she's in and then she's knocked out again. There must be a lesson in this. How could she possibly have known that she would have traces of that pork that would test for that steroid, just a trace amount that would put her in jeopardy like that. So she's booted, banned from the trials. One of our best, best runners. Coming up, what's on tap on the flip side?
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, me. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain terrible toll this slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration said it will invest more than $3 billion in the development and manufacturing of antiviral medicines to create an evolving line of coronavirus treatments. The new plan, called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics, will respond to the call for antivirals to treat COVID-19 with medications that prevent serious illness and death from the disease. The National Institutes of Health, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and the Biomedical Advancement Research and Development Authority will take part in the program. A tropical storm warning has been issued for much of the Gulf Coast as meteorologists continue to closely watch what the National Hurricane Center has called a potential tropical cyclone 3. Forecasters say the system could further develop into a tropical depression or subtropical storm sometime on Friday. If the system continues to strengthen enough, it could be called Tropical Storm Claudette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Joining us, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We'll take an unofficial poll. Was it smart of the Supreme Court third time around to say no way? 7-2, Obamacare or ACA stands. So 30 million plus people, probably even a little more with pre-existing conditions, etc., still get health care, and that's still in place, and I think that ends some of that legal challenge all the way up to our highest court anyway, because that's been going on for 10 years. There'll be a lot of debate, I think, coming up as part of the weekend swirl. You know, the talking heads on TV, they're all going to have hot opinions about, ooh, how could Brett Kavanaugh jump to the other side? And, oh, yeah, the newest appointment, she did the same thing, Amy. I guarantee they'll get a lot of ink and a lot of conversation about why they voted the way that they did. But hey, 7-2, as I said, 7-2, and that one piece that was removed, I think, played a part in. Especially that's what they were leaning on, that the fact that now you don't get fined if you don't have health care, but we were getting fined before if you didn't have health care, right, tax-wise. So you had to pay your pound of flesh in a fine if you chose not to get the cheaper health care. All right, so what's on tap is looking at things that are coming up, things that are happening. So there are a lot of things that we know that are coming up that we'll be talking about on the show, and it includes a couple of things surrounding COVID, including the fact that uniforms could soon track body signals, troops' body signals, and that kind of stuff to see if they're sick. And these, what they call invincible technomancers, are being built right now. So it can track that. And one of the things supposedly would be anything related to any kind of virus, you know, COVID, etc. But they've taken the first steps in building this fiber embedded clothing. It works kind of like a fiber computer, from what I understand, on the body. So it collects and communicates all kinds of things, including, and I like this part of it, the physiological, environmental, and the location data for instant feedback, you know, for soldiers. So it would store and look at that, and then here's the tricky part, though, transmit it to outside sources. Do you trust the outside sources? I mean, this is work that's being done at the Army's Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies at MIT. And through Combat Capabilities Development Command's Army Resource Laboratory. And the idea is that they can look at these microchips, these sensors, and tell all kinds of things that would be better than a smartwatch, that it would cover everything, gloves, shoes, and they could track all kinds of things that are happening in the, you know, with the human body. In one way, that nanotechnology could be great, right? Of what it could look at, what you could possibly see that, who knows, maybe saves a soldier's life. I mean, that's what I would be interested in. What is this going to look like with your health? What is that going to look like maybe for just training exercises? What does it mean? How far does it go, I guess? All right, the other thing that's being talked about is a pill to treat COVID-19. So we know the U.S. spent $18 billion on funding drug makers to make a COVID vaccine. And now we've got at least 5 effective shots. But now they're pouring $3 billion on developing pills to fight the virus early in the course of infection. And this was just announced by the Department of Health and Human Services that they're going to speed up clinical trials for a few promising drug candidates. And if it goes well, some of the pills could be ready by the end of the year. So, and maybe not just for coronavirus, they're saying other viruses that could cause future pandemics, right? So think influenza, hepatitis C, you know, they can be treated with a simple pill. But no pill is there for coronavirus infection. So Operation Warp Speed, you know, their program for the Trump administration for accelerating COVID-19 research and developing, you know, they invested far more money in the development of vaccines. And then now they're talking about, okay, now we can take this and we can look at the possibility of these, pills. That could be something. So there you go. So that's what's on tap. That's where $3 billion is going. What else is on tap? In the sports world, it's pretty interesting what's on tap, because for Wimbledon, you know, you've got a lot of conversation about Osaka, Naomi Osaka, pulling out and not participating, because after exiting the French and then talking about having mental issues, saying that she, you know, suffered with bouts of depression and she was going to take time, personal time with family and friends. She's going to continue to do that. So the world's number 2 player is saying, I'm not going to play on the grass this year. I need to take this time. I'm going to get ready for the Olympics, and I'm going to play in front of my, you know, in front of her home fans in Japan. So I think Wimby is upset about that, but she did it beforehand. I mean, look, she withdrew from the French before the second round because of the controversy caused by her decision to skip mandatory post-match news conferences. And she revealed, look, I'm dealing with anxiety and depression since I first came into, you know, the limelight at the U.S. Open in 2018. So she's also pulled out of a couple of other tournaments. In Berlin, the women's, the WTA, they have a grass court tournament. It's kind of a warm-up for Wimbledon. She pulled out of that one, too. So they lost Naomi Osaka, and then Rafa Nadal announced he was withdrawing because of the Tokyo Olympics, because he wanted to preserve his health, and he wanted to be able to represent his country. Aye, aye, aye. Ooh, tough for those fans. It's still got Roger Federer, it's still got Serena Williams, and a slew of other players. If you're a tennis fan, you've heard those names. Also from the sports world, the Mavericks are looking for a new coach. That's what's on tap for them. Rick Carlisle won't return as the coach after 13 seasons. He resigned on Thursday, ending that that long time, you know, 13 years is a long time in hoop, ending his tenure. And it's interesting, one day after the departure of the president of basketball operations, Donnie Nelson. So two big key figures from the franchise 2010-2011 championship team are gone, and that means Dallas is looking. They're looking for somebody to step in. And remember, billionaire Mark Cuban owns the Mavericks, and he loves his basketball team and is very, very involved with what happens, in a sense. I mean, I think coaches don't complain that he's over-involved, but he's there a lot. He cares, and he's around. Especially they were in the playoffs, and they got knocked out by the Clippers. So, you know, there you go. Opening, if you know anyone good, recommend them. Because they're due to win again, right? As we wind down in the NBA playoffs. All right, a couple of other things that are also on tap. How about this? Victoria's Secret. When I say Victoria's Secret, I mean, what do people think? Men used to run for the catalog to see beautiful, gorgeous women in this lingerie. I mean, it is a lingerie brand. They announced plans to work with a new group of women, so that's what's on tap for them, that are different, so that they say they're working with diverse, high achievers, like Megan Rapinoe, for one. And, but not just her. Also, the Nick Jonas' wife, she's also on that list of high achievers. And, other women who aren't models at all, who come from other walks of life. And their idea was, we're gonna turn it into, we're gonna still have the product that we have, but we're gonna turn it into something a little bit different, something a little bit real. So when you see the fashion show in 2020, they say it's going to look a little different from what you've seen before. It's a group of women inspiring change and positivity. They say it's another step they're taking towards transforming the brand. And wow, you know, they didn't change that brand very much. They have featured some incredibly beautiful women like Gisele Bündchen, who's the wife of Tom Brady, and Heidi Klum and Tyra Banks. And, you know, again, some people whose names you would recognize. And now they say they're going in a different direction, that they had these angels, but it's no longer, you know, that was part of their big secret, that was no longer culturally relevant. And the CEO says, I know we needed to change this brand for a long time. So what's on tap? New faces for Victoria's Secret. How about that? Daisha Kennedy coming up next.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Members. Now, I'm sure it's way more than that now around the world. The group is a space for black women to give and receive advice and support around financial literacy and all the shared challenges, that implies. And the conversations I hear from a couple of my friends are incredible. So, Daisha, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
So, first of all, how big is the group now?
So right now, actually, we're still at around 70,000, but we just got to 70,000 a couple of months ago.
Oh, that's incredible. Tell us more about the group and how you started it.
Yeah, I started the group back in 2017, and right now we have a little bit over 70,000 members worldwide. I started the community because I wanted to share what I was going through financially to see if there was some other women who could relate. Maybe they could share what they know, I could share what I know, and together we can kind of climb out of this financial hill, you know, that I felt that we were on. When I first started the group, there was just one person in there, which was my sister. And very quickly, the community has grown to be a safe and inclusive space for black women to give and receive support around financial literacy and social challenges. What started as just an idea, me wanting to share information in a safe space, has blossomed into a worldwide financial movement.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because you hit it right there. The secret sauce, I think, Daisha, and you know maybe better than me, is that you knew you were struggling and you wanted, hey, who else out there is struggling? So you answered the question. You answered the bell by, I'm going to start this. And that, I think, is what really propelled you to the success. Do you think that works for other people that are forming groups to think of what's the problem that I have or what is the obstacle I'm dealing with?
Yes, I always tell people, if you want to help other people, set out to solve a problem. For me, I knew a lot about finances, or at least I thought I did, but it was hard, you know, to keep myself accountable when I felt like I was so close to the problem. But being in a community of thousands of women who are able to affirm me, hold me accountable, say, I see you, I've been there, I'm here with you, this is what worked for me, I think that you should try this too. And to do it in a Facebook group that's centered around that one particular topic, it just makes sense to be in that safe space in a community of people that you feel are rooting for you, having never met you offline.
Yeah. So what's it like for you to be the administrator of a big group like the one you have on Facebook?
When I first started the group, I did not expect it to become as large as it is now. But to be honest, I really consider it a privilege to witness and be in the center of so many women coming together to help each other around a topic so taboo, such as money. It has become much more than just an online space for people to ask questions and talk about money. It actually is a digital community where you have women that are working together to pay off student loans. They're getting out of debt. They're creating a household budget, information that they're sharing with their children and their husbands and their friends and their family that people are going to be able to use for generations. But what sticks out to me the most, being the admin of this community, is I am seeing people create and build genuine friendships all across the world, having not known each other prior to joining in this Facebook group. And you have 70,000 women that are championing behind you. I consider that a privilege to be able to witness that so close up.
Oh, I love that. That's incredible. And it has to be an amazing feeling for you. So now you're in this role. You're the administrator. Facebook is great about new features. And what are some of the features and things that you use as an administrator? Because if people are listening to us and they think, wow, what Daisha did is awesome, I can do something in my realm of what I'm dealing with. What are some of the things that they can use, the tools that you think really work well?
Yeah, so what I can say is that I've been an admin for almost 4 years, so I've been able to witness firsthand how Facebook is dedicated to building tools that admins like me want and need to be able to manage and build our communities. Some of the new features that Facebook is rolling out is Admin Home. To me, Admin Home is going to be a one-stop shop filled with all of the admin tools and settings and features that we'll need to customize the experience in our community. And then we have Admin Assist. This will work as a support or best friend to all admins because it's going to help us automate some of our day-to-day functions such as moderating posts and comments, approving and restricting people who do not meet the criteria of our community. And then we're going to have conflict alerts. Safety is key to any community. With conflict alerts, admins will get a notification that lets them know if there's any unhealthy conversations that is happening so that we can take action as needed. And in the event that there is any unhealthy conversations happening, there's a new feature that will allow admins to slow the conversation down and restrict just the conversation for a certain amount of time for a certain amount of people so that we can maintain the integrity of the community.
Wow. All right, Daisha Kennedy, founder of The Broke Black Girl, where can people go for more information?
If anyone is interested in starting and running a Facebook group, I highly encourage you to visit facebook.com/community. It's going to have everything that you need about getting started with Facebook groups.
Daisha, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right, a couple of quick hits before we hit the exit here for this first hour of the show. How about Geneva and the summit and all of the build-up to Putin and Joe Biden? Russian President Vladimir Putin praised U.S. President Joe Biden. He described him, ready for this, as a professional who is completely knowledgeable on all issues. That's what he said. He said, he does not miss a thing, I assure you, and this was clear to me. Let me say it again. He is focused. He knows what he wants to achieve and does it skillfully, and you can instantly sense it. Putin was speaking in the aftermath of a three-hour summit with Biden on Wednesday in Geneva, where the press pressed him on human rights and cyber attacks on U.S. companies, government and infrastructure that have been attributed to Russian-based criminals. And it's interesting because he, you know, during the campaign, remember, Putin tried to portray Biden as mentally unstable. But now he is the president, so he's kind of setting a different tone, I suppose. I said this leading into it. Here's the bottom line. Does anything tangible come out of this? Are there any tangible results from the summit? I mean, both of them use the opportunity to size up the other. That's really the thing. Biden described his meeting with Putin as positive in tone. I mean, that's what he said. The Russian president told members of the press that the talks were constructive. Putin called them constructive and that it was he had a positive impression of Joe Biden. But he kept using that word. He's a professional. He's a professional. So, of course, it was friendly. But they were tossing around climate change, cybersecurity, regional conflicts, all of that. And if there is common interest is pretty much what Putin says. He says, I hope we'll be able to work in peace and we'll defend. This is what he said. For our part, we'll defend our interests and we're ready to resume the dialogue as soon as the American side is ready. So he's basically saying, back off, Jack. What our interests are our interests. What your interests are your interests. It's great that we met face to face. And sure, I'll talk about cybersecurity and anything else that you want to talk about, you want to say is happening courtesy of nefarious sources out of Russia. But, you know, pretty much that's it. So I think it's just kind of a rare meeting and it's not bad to meet, but I think that's all you get. All right, that's all you get for this hour. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, k2katedelaneyradio.com. Big shout out to Manny. He's in for Alex on the technicals this time around. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.